Thank you very much, Mr. Heimbach. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the press call for the second quarter of this fiscal year. Siemens is growing across the board. We've been able to follow up on our outstanding first quarter with a strong second quarter, both in terms of growth and profit. New orders and revenue of the sectors have risen for the fourth quarter in succession. New orders are up 28%. Revenue is also 7% above last year's level. Our book-to-bill ratio is 1.17. Our order backlog is approximately 92 billion euros. All sectors are well within their target margins. We have nearly doubled total sector's profit to around 3.7 billion euros. This unusually sharp increase is largely due to the income from the sale of our stake in Areva NPI. Excluding that income, total sector's profit still rose by 18% compared with the same quarter last year. New order growth is satisfactory in all sectors and regions. Strong demand in emerging countries is driving this growth. Over one-third of all new orders comes from emerging countries. Growth in emerging countries continues to exert a strong influence on the global economy. Worldwide, we are seeing a trend toward consolidation, although still at a high level. In other words, in the context of strong economic growth, experts expect global growth to be 3.5% in 2011. Last year, it was 4%. 4.1%. So the global economy is in good shape, in spite of uncertainties such as the political developments in North Africa and the Middle East, the rising prices of commodities, the debt situation of individual European countries, and the U.S. government deficit, which experts are increasingly criticizing. In contrast to that, the impact of the earthquakes in Japan on the global economy is likely to be limited, provided supply chain interruptions can quickly be closed. The situation in Europe is inconsistent. Our domestic market in Germany is one positive note. Growth on the German economy is estimated to be 3%. That's much more than growth in the Eurozone as a whole. We are benefiting from both the dynamism of the emerging countries and from growth in Germany. Germany will continue to expand its renewable energy sources. One example of this is the Borkum Riffgrund 1 project, for which Siemens will supply 89 wind turbines. Starting in 2014, they will deliver clean electricity to 330,000 households in Germany. Thanks to offshore projects, we booked new orders totaling about 1.2 billion euros just for renewables in the second quarter. The other divisions of our energy sector have also exceeded the levels for last year, in some cases considerably. With new orders of 9.2 billion euros, the sector has set a new record. Sector is in an excellent position thanks to an attractive mix of innovative new renewable energy sources and highly efficient conventional methods for power generation. The fossil power generation division has received an order to supply 12 gas and steam turbines for the Ras Al Khaimah power plant in Saudi Arabia. The contract value is more than $1 billion. Ras Al Khaimah is already the fifth large power plant project for Siemens in Saudi Arabia. Recently, we decided to build a new production and service center for gas turbines in the eastern part of the country. In this way, Siemens will create more than 1,000 jobs for local and international experts in the years ahead. Growth in the industry sector has been just as strong, and here too it is broad-based. New orders are up 22%. Revenue rose by 9%. This means that we have further improved on the already high level of last quarter. All divisions saw double-digit percentage increases in new orders. Mobility ranks at the top with a 27% increase, and yet another record is in the making at this division. Siemens will book the largest order in its history for the delivery of 300 generation ICX trains to Deutsche Bahn, German National Railway, during the third quarter. The healthcare sector remains very stable. New orders are developing well and are up 6%. Revenue is also 5% above the level for the same quarter of the last year. Profit was 450 million euros, approximately the same level as last year. Ladies and gentlemen, Siemens is on a growth course. When we presented our One Siemens target system at the end of fiscal 2010, our message was profitable growth. And we have kept our word. As far as profitability is concerned, all three sectors are well within their target margins. Capital efficiency exceeds the high target level we aimed for. Our debt-equity ratio is low. This gives us great freedom of action going forward. We're also on track as far as growth is concerned. Over the past four quarters, revenue has grown 7.6%. All three sectors contributed substantially to that. Our revenue growth comes in slightly below the average revenue growth of our main competitors. This is particularly impressive because we achieved nearly the same growth rate organically, which competitors, to some extent, accomplished through major acquisitions. We are safely on track, but we're not going to rest on our laurels. Now that we're in a position of strength, is the time to orient the company toward future growth in a highly dynamic, competitive environment, to lead the markets we serve as a pioneer. The further development of our company that we presented in March has three objectives. Focusing more intensively on our customers, aiming directly at innovation-driven growth markets like cities, and further sharpening the profile of our core business. Most important part of the further development of our company's organization is the creation of the fourth sector, infrastructure and cities, which will be launched as the new fiscal year begins. One question has been of particular interest to the media and the general public over the past few weeks. That is the question of where the sector headquarters will be located. And the answer is, as you know, Munich. Munich has an outstanding infrastructure, and that makes it an excellent place to showcase modern infrastructure solutions. That's one important point. It is just as important that the sector can operate in Munich with a very lean sector headquarters, because it can utilize the resources offered by Siemens AG headquarters. In addition to the Center of Excellence in London that is already under construction, we're building two other centers of excellence or competence in Asia and the USA. This will create three extraordinary platforms for interaction with customers and opinion leaders. This constitutes a bold move to address the dynamic market for cities and infrastructures. The transfer of SIS to Atos Origin and the planned Osram IPO supports our aim to concentrate on our core business. In both areas, we are making great progress. The German antitrust authorities have approved the transfer of Siemens IT solutions and services to Atos. The closing is expected during the fourth quarter of the fiscal year. Osram has had one of its strongest quarters yet and is in an outstanding position for the IPO. We have reported both units as discontinued operations since the second quarter. So, more than ever before, our focus is on our core business. And growth of our core business is leading to growth of our workforce. So, we're creating new jobs. In fiscal 2011, we have already created 12,000 new jobs worldwide, 2,600 of them here in Germany. And we're continuing our expansion strategy. Siemens currently has some 3,800 unfilled positions in Germany alone, two-thirds of them in engineering and in the natural sciences. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to summarize. In the second quarter, we achieved outstanding growth in orders across the board. We expect the organic order intake of continuing operations to increase significantly compared to fiscal 2010, supported also by our already strong order backlog. We're expecting the organic growth of revenue from continuing operations to be in the mid-range, single-digit percentage range in fiscal 2011, and we're raising our profit forecast for fiscal 2011 to at least 7.5 billion euros.